Apostle Paul by Sheila Kopp. Then Paul answered, "What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." Acts 21, verse 13. I was reading this chapter today, and as in time passed, every time I get to this verse, I am always amazed at Apostle Paul for responding this way. "I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." What makes him say this? What makes him so dedicated and so bold in his love for Christ? Why can't I be one? I wish I could be so brave like him. He is the same guy who penned, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Philippians 1, verse 21. Dying doesn't seem to faze Apostle Paul. That is, if he's dying for the Lord. Dying in itself is not something he's attracted to, however, as he told Governor Festus when he was standing before him and defending himself before the Jews who had accused him of being a pestilent fellow. He told them, "For if I be an offender or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereof these accuse me, no man may deliver me unto them. I appeal unto Caesar." Acts 25, verse 11. Basically, he's telling them, if I did something wrong, I deserve to die. But if I didn't, you have no right to condemn me. So no, he's not just going to die without good reason. But when it comes to the Lord, he not only was ready to be bound, but also to die for his sake. I wonder about Apostle Paul and his zealousness for Christ. What made him like this? The 12 apostles of the Lord, of course, were zealous of him too, and probably all of them except John the Beloved died because of him. But Apostle Paul, on the other hand, was just plain unstoppable. He had no bounds when it came to his love for the Lord. He was almost like a raging bull, ready to fight and defend the Lord at any cost. He traveled far and wide to preach the message of the Lord and suffered so much persecution and affliction, and yet he didn't care. As a matter of fact, you get the picture. He gloried in them. His previous life before Christ, he counted as loss and did not care for, as long as he won Christ. Paul was not an ordinary Pharisee either before he met Christ. He was a powerful one and got so many Christians killed in the process. He was just so zealous of God and thought the Christians had lost their minds and needed to be silenced. The Jews looked to him to be their ringleader in persecuting the Christians, and he did it well. But when he met the Lord, that was it for him. He said, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." Philippians 3, verse 8. And again, he tells us, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Philippians 1, verse 20. It didn't matter to him whether in life or in death. As long as he can glorify God, that's all that counts. Could it be because Paul was a Pharisee and studied all his life about God and his promise to be the Messiah for his people, that when Paul finally met Jesus Christ and saw God for himself face to face on the road to Damascus, that nothing else mattered to him anymore after that? Could it be that he, above all people, appreciates the knowledge of Christ because he had been studying about him since he was very small? He told the mob on the day he was bound at Jerusalem, "I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as you all are this day." Acts 22, verse 3. Even though he had been born in a different city, Paul was brought up in Jerusalem under the tutelage of his teacher, Gamaliel. He knew nothing else but the study of the Word of God and knowing who God is. So now that Paul had come to know Christ after many years of study about him, the God of his forefathers, there is no turning back. He found what he had been looking for and searching for all those years. There is nothing else left to do. There is nothing else to know but Christ. There is no turning back. It is no wonder then that even losing his life meant nothing to him if it meant winning Christ. It is no wonder then he was willing not only to suffer for Christ, but also to die for him and be with him for eternity. Prayer. Father God in heaven, my Lord Jesus Christ, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who made the heavens and the earth and everything that breathes and lives in this life today. There is no one else like you. You are God alone. I love you. Today, Father, I pray that you will give us more love for you. Maybe we cannot be exactly like Apostle Paul in his love for you, but please let us at least come to have the same surrendered life that he had with you. The same dedication, the same appreciation that he had for you. Let us please, Lord, come to that wonderful knowledge of you that Paul had. Let us know you, Jesus. Let us love you and give our lives up to you, because indeed there is no one else who is so worthy of all of our love and of all our devotion besides you. You alone loves us so much that you would give your life and die for us at the cross to set us free from all our sins and shame. You alone came down from heaven and loves us so much that you were willing to become like one of us and suffer for our salvation and to give us eternal life with you. Jesus, you are the greatest thing we can ever know and possess in this life. Please, Savior, let us love you and give our lives and soul to you. I ask for more love for you, Lord. I pray in your most wonderful and precious name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.